To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Brops. I'm a very hungover Ronnie Karam Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast and Trash Talk TV, and I'm here with the gorgeous and talented and laundry-doing Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. It's an exciting day. Starbucks reward day. I have my venti java chip frappuccino here, ready to go. I'm ready to take on Real Housewives of New York City. But first, I want to know, what got you so hungover, Ronnie?
Alcohol.
Oh, that'll do it every single time.
Alcohol and dead dreams. It's a great it's a great cocktail, guys.
It always works.
I just went to see my friend do some stand-up comedy. My friend started doing a stand-up night at the Fault Line, which is a gay leather bar. So that was interesting. Lots of fisting jokes.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a time and a place for everything, is there not?
Yeah, this wasn't for that, but there you go.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's something like thematically appropriate talking about fisting jokes before jumping into a season of Real Housewives in New York City, if you ask me. So I think it's perfect.
Especially in the episode where Dorinda's like, who thinks the naked police? That's not sexy. I'll take John giving me a lap dance any day. I was like, oh God, nothing will gross me out more than that. And then I went to the Fault Line, and I have to say, it topped Dorinda.
Fault Line is a good descriptor for John, you know? It's often his fault, and he often crosses the line.
And it also implies that we're about to just all fall down from the earth shaking too much. It's like, John, whoa, John, who told you to do jumping jacks? Have a seat, babe.
Have a seat. Well, should we just dive in to the season premiere of, is this season 9 at this point? I think it is.
I think it is. It's season 9.
Okay.
And,
okay.
They're celebrating by giving us new music, okay? It's like, bop, shup, dump, 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 dump. What is this show? This show, every year they have some meeting and they're like, we need to do something to the opening.
I know, they do adjust the opening a lot. Last year, the music, I remember, I didn't love because it had this weird pre-roll that was like very, remember it was sort of quiet in the very beginning. It'd be like, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, I wanted to start with a bang, you know?
Also, so a lot of synthesized horns. There's like a lot of Casio keyboard.
At least they don't have those like synthesized chorus members where wah, 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 wah.
Don't give them any ideas. That'll be next season. It'll be like, oh, goji,
do. It'll be the Berkshire's chorus. It's a bunch of Santa Clauses singing as like Dorinda comes down the aisle of a church. You better back it up. Back it up, chorus. Back it up. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, this season opens with Ramona and Whiteface. I was like, well, I'm glad that we can still offend on this show right at the beginning.
Yeah, she's doing stuff for her kitchen, and you know, the season opens with those things where it has like a 2-second vignette with each woman. And Ramona, she's like, hey Mary, I'm expecting a contractor. Mary, because there's like a doorbell and she opens up the door, and Mario, the guy, oh, Mario, he caught me. Let's face it. I'm not ready for you, Mario. Okay?
Are you Mario? Okay. I'm Ramona. I'm Ramona with the white face.
You are so offensive. And of course you found a contractor named Mario. It's like to have a man back in your house. So sad. Poor Mario was terrified. I'm liking this new assistant, Miriam. I think she's Southern. She has something weird with her accent, and I like
it. Yeah, I couldn't tell. She's either Southern or comes from a country that creates a strange accent. Like, she's secretly, like Lithuanian or something.
Yeah, she's like a German who grew up in Afghanistan who moved to Michigan.
Yeah.
But really likes watching, a Southern movie, you know? Oh, Gone with the Wind, I was going to say.
Yeah, she's like a Michigander who went to the Benelux countries during formative years of her life and then came back, and now everything's all messed up.
Are you Mario? I'm Ramona with the white face.
So then...
Beyonce sang about me. Yeah, that was Becky with the good hair. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't keep everything straight, okay?
Okay. Ramona begins every season like, I'm changing everything. It's so new. This is the new me. It's the new Ramona.
And this year, she changed her face a little bit. And she's also changing her apartment. Okay?
I'm going to change my apartment. It's like so young and fresh. And like, everything's new. Everything's changed. I don't need a Mario to do anything for me. Mario, could you do that for me?
I really need to practice Ramona's laugh because it cracks me up every time she does it. It's kind of like a little witch cackle.
Yeah. We then go over, we see a flash of Carol with Adam and baby. Adam is like kind of, he's going for a different look this season. I feel like he's sort of going for like a lesbian look a little bit, you know, which still works. So, you know,
it's kind of like, yeah, it's like when lesbians go get highlights and you're like, oh, God, you're still wearing plaid. You know what I mean? You're still wearing plaid and like a huge janitor keychain with 9,000 keys. Like, you have to change more than the highlights. But he got the TV makeover where you start going on the Food Network and they're like, oh, you need a makeover. Amberelle always has to wear this crazy hair and like maid socks. And his is lesbian hair.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, I'm like still trying to drink my Java chip frappuccino. And
those are difficult to drink. I feel like they're just begging to choke.
I know, because like with regular iced coffee, you can just take a swig. But with this, it's like you got to like drink it and then like sort of chew it. It's weird. You got to chew your coffee.
You have to put your tongue up so that you can filter all the little bits of chocolate gravel that could possibly choke you. It's a lot of work.
Exactly. Yeah, and like you want to make sure you take a proper sip that you don't want to get too much of the liquid and leave too much ice behind, so that way you need to have a good ratio coming in through the straw. So I'm sorry, it takes some time, okay? But then we go to see Luann, and she's sitting on a park bench, and we see her texting, and they put like a little text bubble up, and you see Tom go, can't wait to see you later, you with just like you. Luann's like, me too. And Tom goes, love you. And Luann goes, love you too. Smile emoji. And I was just imagining the rest of the text conversation was like, oh shit, is this Luann? Oh, hey, love you. Like I said, I love you, Luann.
And then Luann's like, are you getting this, boys? This shot of me just sitting on this bench looking happy? Well, get it and send it to all the girls so they understand that I'm happy. Happy on a bench. Because I may be alone, but I'm not alone in life. It's like, oh, geez, Luann.
Would you believe how much Tom loves eggplant? I don't know why he always sends me pictures of them. He just loves that fruit or vegetable. Could you believe it?
I can't even get it straight. Tom loves a Kirby vegetable. What can I tell you? I love him. He's my soulmate. One time I had
two things that
Parmesan.
Tom loves. There's two things that he loves. It's rain and eggplants. At least Boring Orange was emoji history. He just loves those. Can you believe it?
His emoji history. I can't wait to send him the black man giving a thumbs up. That's my new favorite one. People are like, why are you sending me a black thumbs up? I'm like, because I feel like it matters more. It's like harder to get, you know? Because black people ain't fake like white people. They're not going to just be like, they won't text back with me. Anytime you text me, I'll be like, LOL, exclamation point, even if I'm sobbing at my house, you know. It's harder to get a black thumbs up, so, you know, be appreciative when you get that from me.
Good
so then we go over to Sonia, who is doing her dishes, and she picks up a dildo and starts washing it with a toothbrush.
I thought it was a plastic. I thought it was a dog chew toy.
It was a dildo, okay? She's washing a dildo with a toothbrush, and then she puts it in the top rack of the dishwasher. Now,
okay,
look, people, if you're going to wash your dildos like that, put only the dildo. I don't want to know that I could be at your house and you're washing your dishes with your dildo. That's disgusting, especially at Sonia's house, because Sonia does not have hot water.
Yeah, I'm surprised that dildo didn't find its way down the toilet by accident. You know, in the footsteps of the many Blackberries and other Motorola devices.
And how many times?
Palm Pilot.
How many times have people come to Sonia's and she's like, "Oh, I have a toothbrush." It's disgusting.
It's like that scene in Parenthood when Diane Wiest is like, "I think I found a flashlight," and it's the vibrator. That's when I first learned what a vibrator was. 1989.
Oh, that was a classic scene in that movie. Old time memorable scene.
Yeah, Steve Martin that found Diane Wiest's vibrator. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure everyone's on the same page about where Diane Wiest was in relationship to this vibrator in a Ron Howard movie. Okay.
Ron
we
Howard.
Settled that.
Hey?
Ron Howard.
So
let's
then
face it. He's a first name and a first name, okay?
I don't know which part of you I like better. Ron Howard, okay?
I'm sorry. You may have a beautiful mind, but you have two first names, okay?
Okay, Mario. He's like, please stop calling me Mario.
Do you want to direct a movie like Ron Howard? You could be like Mario Luigi, okay?
I just like the idea of Ramona renaming every guy Mario, just so she can always try and have a new chance at her relationship.
Houston, we have a problem. Mario Howard directed a wonderful film about space exploration, okay? Just Ramona's Critics Corner. Every director's named Mario. Today we're reviewing Pulp Fiction, directed by Mario Quentin Tarantino. It's a movie that takes place in many different places of time. And honestly, I couldn't follow it. I'm sorry. Have a linear timeline, okay?
I was just like, gross. Okay, thank you for listening. Like, Ramona's reviews are just... you're like, what was that movie about? I don't know. It's disgusting. Like, I couldn't even follow it, okay?
Mario Spielberg. I didn't like the Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. Okay. But you know what, though? I'm going to raise my glass and I'm going to toast to your movie. And I hope it doesn't fall flat at the box office. Okay. Even though it's not a very good movie. I'm sorry.
So then we skip down to a coffee stand.
We're only, by the way, all of 30 seconds into the show.
I know. So then we go down to see what's her buns. I wrote Dolores. Why did I write that?
Dorinda. She's like a street vendor.
Yeah, she's at a street vendor because everyone else gets like home time, but then Dorinda is like, "I'm getting coffee in the street." And she says, she's like, $4 for a cup of coffee. What's the profit on that? $4?
What is such a New Yorker, that Dorinda, you know?
Everybody's favorite dad joker, Dorinda.
Yeah, I think she's trying to show that she's a woman of the people. I think she's still trying to make up for the time that she saw a black man in a restaurant and just assumed that he worked there.
She's never going to live that down.
I love you, Dorinda.
So then we open with, of course, Bethany, who is in her office. She's got What's the Matter? And
yeah, she gets out of her car. We see her immediately get out of her car, and her face is just in her phone looking down. She's texting, "What's the matter? I'm walking in right now. What's the matter? What's the matter?"
And then What's the matter? What's happening? I'm going in right now.
We've got so much to do.
Like, it's crazy. Like, we've got so much going on. And then Fredrik Eklund is there from New York real estate.
$1 million listing.
Yeah. And she's – I saw him on one of those movie commercials because, you know, Bravo does the movie tie-ins. And they were doing the Smurfs. And they were
– Eklund.
I know. And then we're asking all the people, which Smurf would you be? And some people are like, "I'm Girl Power Smurf," or whatever. And it gets to him, and he's like, "I am Papa Smurf because I'm going to make good fodder." I'm like, shut up. You don't even know what the Smurfs are. You just picked
them. Was there a porn star Smurf? I don't remember.
Papa Smurf took a fist. Only one time, though. Only one time. It doesn't count. I was young.
Yeah, when you say a movie tie-in with Fredrik Eklund, I immediately become very intrigued.
I just love to see his different eyeliner. Every time I see him, I'm like, whoa, I wonder what he's doing with his eyeliner these days. Because, God, he wears a lot of eyeliner. And Bethany's like, "Ah, what, Fredrik, what, you're wearing velvet again? What, Like you're obsessed with velvet?
Is this like crush? Is it velour? Is it velvet? Is it crush velvet? Like literally, I can't. Like it's like so many fabrics and so many feelings. It's like corduroy. Like are the ridges. Like I don't get the ridges. It's like are you like a ruffled potato chip? Like honestly, I can't. Like I don't get your brand right now. Like are you potato chip or realtor? Like honestly, I can't. Like honestly, my walls up. My walls up. Sorry.
It's corduroy. It is full and I'm soft. And she's like, yeah, he's a friend of mine for years, which is
soft.
Okay, Frederick. She's like, yeah, Frederick's been a really good friend of mine for years. So that's, you know, why the last time I saw him was when he was wearing a velvet suit when we shot. Like, well, stop pretending, Bethany. You ain't got no friends. So the divorce, she's like, the divorce is final. So her thing is just trying to get that Tribeca apartment staged. And we get a lot of flashbacks in this episode. And I loved watching her walk around that apartment going,
it's over.
I can't take it. I can't take it. It's like, what's the matter filming it on her iPhone?
I know. What's the matter stuck there? By the way, if you're new to the podcast, we call her her interns and assistants. We name them. One of them is named What's the Matter. One of them is named What's Going On. One of them is named what's happening, because when she walks into her office she goes, what's going on, what's the matter, what's going on, what's happening, what's going on, what's the matter.
This year she's letting them speak though, and it's awkward because they're such yes men, you know. They're like, oh, Bethany, that's great. Ah, what's going on? I'm gonna sell my apartment. Oh, wonderful, Bethany.
Really believable. What's the matter?
So Frederick wants to list the apartment at $6.75 million. And Bethany's like, now let me say what I think it should be 6.99, you know, because like it's a great school place, you know, great apartment, and I would be willing to pay $6.99.
Also, it's got a parking spot. Like that parking spot's worth $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000 parking spot. It's literally like it's like Minigold. Like literally, like when you park there, like automatically cleans the car. Like your car's clean. Like honestly, like it's like a. And you know what? You can fit a really small car. It's a skinny park. It's a skinny parking lot. Skinny spot.
And he's like, okay, let us go look at it. I do victory dance, and he's dancing. She's like, what are you doing a victory dance for? Nothing happened. He's like, I'm selling your apartment, victory. Fucking Frederick. It's like no matter how long Frederick is here, he just never quite gets it. You know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Victory dance. I think victory is even the same here as it is in his homeland. Isn't that like from the Greek root victor? I don't even know why I said that.
I don't know
how
where
sometimes
you're going
when with that. You just talk too much and you just start saying things and then you're like, why would I say that? Who cares? Victor. Yeah.
I mean, we could look up the etymological derivation of victory. Chances are it probably comes from Latin.
Like seriously, literally,
like,
I don't care.
Like
I'm sweating out Grey Goose right now.
Like literally, like the only victory here is like boredom, because boredom is winning right now, because this is such a boring conversation. Like honestly, like, I can't. Like Latin, it's a dead language. Like who wants to talk about Latin? Like honestly, like why is it even in Latin America? Does that mean like America's dead? Like honestly, maybe we should make America great again? It's like dead. It's like literally it's dead. Like Latin America's dead. It's like a dead country. I can't. Like literally, my wall's up. Literally, like put the wall up, Trump, because my wall's up too.
Places there are no walls. Central Park. So Dorinda and Luann are walking through the park, and they stop in front of this bench, and there is like the most confused, terrified European tourist behind them. It's a guy. He's like, oh, what is happening? Are they here for me? It's like suddenly he's surrounded by all these cameras and these crazy ladies talking.
It was like a really disturbed version of Enchanted.
And Dorinda,
like, when's the song going to begin?
You look like an Upper East Side prep school girl. Yeah, that's why I went to school. You go to school on the Upper East Side, Luann. It's like, did you not see my origin special?
XOXO, that's one secret I'll never tell. Now let's go sit on the steps at the Met. Would you believe it? I'm telling rumors about everyone.
Yeah, this is basically just an episode of Dorinda walking around town, getting ready to stir up some major shit. It's like Dorinda getting coffee, Dorinda walking with Luann, Dorinda going to someone else's house. They're always like these little drive-bys. It's like Dorinda's the only one still willing to pretend she likes everybody.
Yeah, it's actually pretty true. So we learn that Luann's wedding is, well, we know Luann's wedding is coming up, but Luann is inviting 250 people. And Dorinda is the only one invited because basically, you know, she doesn't get along with Carol. after last year with Bethany, it was like Bethany, Ramona and Sonia and Tom, you know, et cetera. So basically, Dorinda's the only one left, and that's the one that she's inviting.
I just can't be there with all that drama. And then we cut to Ramona in bed with Sonia, like, I can't believe your ex is going to marry Luann. That must be very hard on you, Sonia, okay? You want to cry, okay. Sonia, okay?
It must be like that Nora Ephron movie from the 1980s, or as I like to call her, Mario Ephron. I give it 2 thumbs sideways.
One of my favorite films, You've Got Mario, where Mario Hanks plays a very sad father who finds his love of his life at the top of the Empire State Building. Okay? He ends up getting married to Mario Ryan.
It was almost as good as my other favorite movie called Working Mario. It's a movie where Mario takes the Staten Island Ferry to Manhattan and goes by the Statue of Liberty and makes dumplings for Sigourney Weaver. I loved it a lot.
With the famous film Mario, where Mario is a little redheaded orphan and everyone is mean to her, but then she's adopted by a rich, bold person, okay?
It was almost as scary as that movie called Fatal Mario Traction. In this movie, Mario plays a deranged woman who spoils a bunny of her lover. I didn't see the movie because I like bunnies, and I think boiling a bunny is de classe. Okay? I'm sorry, de classe. Thumbs down.
It, okay?
So Luann's like, well, I only want positive energy at this wedding because meeting your soulmate is... There's just certain magic there. And when it happens, I was like, oh, good. We just saw your text. It's not magic.
Yeah.
This is nothing magical. So Dorinda's like, "Is you know who coming? Sonia. Don't say your name. I'm not going to say your name. Oh, who? Sonia? Stop saying your name. I'm saying your name.
Ronnie, you're saying it wrong. You're Luann. You have to say Sonia. Who are you talking about? Sonia?
Well, I can't invite her because she says double-sided things. It's like a tape, like a double-sided. She just says so many double-sided things, like, I'll be here for you when the marriage doesn't work out. Like, I mean, that's pretty nice, you know? Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
I think it's a very supportive thing, like a double-sided tape.
It's better than Ramona. She's like, I don't want to be here for you, okay? I don't want to have to be here for you.
I'm sorry. So it turns out Dorinda is really still mad at Sonia from everything that happened at the reunion. I think actually the reunion just drove a wedge with these women. Whatever tentative peace had been with the group, that reunion was crazy. And now there is a line in the sand. And so Dorinda and Sonia, I didn't even remember that they had such a feud at the reunion, but I guess they did.
Well, and then Sonia goes off and gives interviews or whatever, because Dorinda said, yeah, she said over the summer, I'm a horrible person. Did you read that? Did you read that? Like, they're all there. This show's unique in that they're all mad about what they're reading in page 6, which is kind of amazing, you know? Everyone else is like, you know, reading something on the internet, like an internet comment and getting mad. But mm-hmm. these ladies are actually in page 6.
I wonder when – I'm trying to remember when the last season ended. It had to be in the summer because it started airing in around April, early April. So it probably went until about July or so. So honestly, it looked really sunny and warm in all this footage. It was weird because they talked about the election being 20 days away, but at the same time, it looked like summer. I know New York went through a heat wave, but I still think – that vicious reunion was relatively recent in all their memories, and so I think they are still reeling from that. And I think that's why there's so much acrimony amongst all these women.
Yeah. And Sonia, of course, is just doing another sex storyline, and Dorinda tees it off. She's like, you know what? Just do what you do best. Do your sex thing off Broadway, okay? I mean, personally, yeah, I'm not interested in watching a middle-aged woman teach a cucumber and a banana what to do, okay? That ship has sailed.
I was so confused when she said that because we hadn't actually established that she was doing some sort of off-Broadway thing. So I was like, what is Dorinda saying?
Cut to Sonia, who's like, my fat. She's practicing her lines in the theater, and it's the final performance, and she still doesn't know any of her lines. Yeah. So they're having a rehearsal with her. And she's like, my fellow readers, penis and nipples. Jesus, fucking Sonia.
Well, the show is called... Sex Tips for Straight Women by a Gay Man. So already it's doomed.
They're like, take your little pee hole.
Here's how you fist. Go to Fault Line. Find John.
When you really want to turn him on, girl, spit in his face. Right in his face.
Yes, yeah, so Sonia is doing this wacky, you know, edgy off-Broadway fringe festival type play where she doesn't know any of the lines. And we just sort of see her. She's like, I took chocolate. When I take chocolate, I can't remember my lines. I'm like, that's not a thing, but okay.
I get gas. Yeah, I shouldn't have gas before the show because when I have gas, I can't, you know, I just have gas. And he's like, well, then don't have chocolate. And all the lie, every single thing Sonia says in this has something to do about banging people, taking off her clothes. It's like she's struggling so hard. And Sonia has kept that My Vagina Still Works storyline going longer than any other housewife. She is like really in the final inning of just that vagina working storyline. And she's going to hammer it home.
I feel like we're going to see Sonia go back into decline this season. Last season was like the rebirth of Sonia. She wasn't drinking. She was funny and with it and sharp and everyone loved her. I think this season we're going to see her go back down to Crazyville.
Good. I like crazy Sonia.
Me too.
And when I would be the worst person at AA with your sponsor. I'm like, no, you were more fun when you were drinking. Maybe you could just have a couple a day. I'd be like Sheena, the worst sponsor in the world. But at one point, she's like, well, there's, you know, it's that thing where you're, like, getting a guy off, and you're supposed to, like, what is it again? You're supposed to, like, pull it and then yank it, and she starts doing this, like, jerk off of an elephant dick. I don't know what the hell she's doing. And the guy's like, no, it's up, twist, over, and down. I was like, queen, please.
Puppetry of the penis all over again.
Girl, please. Okay, so, Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Back at the park.
Yeah. Dorinda's basically like, shut up.
Yeah, Jane, be relevant.
Yeah. And Luann's like, yeah, shut it. So then Luann starts talking about Ramona and says that Ramona called Tom's ex in California digging for information.
In the middle of the night. Who would do that?
Would you believe it? Doesn't she even understand time zones? One thing to call her in the day, but at night?
The middle of the night. It was probably like 6 p.m. Then we get another reunion clip where she's like, well, if one of your friends, like, let's just say one of your friends knows something about Tom, would you even want to know? It's like, dun dun dun. She's like, well, so I texted her and she never even texted me back.
So then we actually, unless I miss anything, then we actually go to Ramona's apartment, right?
Yeah. She's like, I want to take down this wall. And Mario's like, well, if you take down the wall, then you lose a wall. And also, you lose some storage space. It's like, thanks, Mario. If you take down the wall, you lose a wall. That is nuts. I hope you're getting paid a lot.
And she's like, that's great. You're going to save me so much money. If I don't have storage space, I can't store anything. So I'm going to save so much money. My mother always said, you always want to have no storage space. That way, you don't have to be dependent on a man to give you less storage space, okay?
Ramona's flirt was off the charts. It was hilarious. She was like, you're better than my ex. He never saved me any money. I'm having the time of my life redoing and reimagining my place, okay? It's like, now it's young, hip, and fresh, okay?
It's light. It's eerie. It's fresh. It's hip. It's happy. I'm having the time of my life, okay? Whoa, this is crazy. Whoa. This is taking me back. When I was a little girl, I remember once my little dollhouse, okay? And I tried to make the dollhouse look nice, and I tried to change out all the furniture. And the only person said, no, you can't do that because you have no eye for these sort of things. And then she stepped in my dollhouse. And to this day, I've never played with a doll ever since then, okay? So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No dolls allowed. My new hip happened in place, okay?
Okay, flirt, flirt. Okay, she has something in common with Kristen. You know how Kristen from Vanderpump Rules, like, talks with that one shoulder that twitches all the way up to hit her in the face? Ramona is doing that so hard this season. She's, like, twitching her shoulder in her face. It hurts to even do it, honestly. I'm going to have to start stretching before these recaps. But
yeah, you like, should, yeah.
She's like, Mario, I was thinking I'd put it on the market, but if I have a boyfriend or a lover boyfriend, but I don't even have one. Do you know any nice guys for me? Okay, they have to be 50, not married, not have children, or the children have to be out of the house. They have to be able to teach me backgammon without trying to get in my pants, okay? Before they date my slutty
awful friend to win, okay?
Okay, and if possible, they have to like yellow plates, because yellow plates remind me of sunshine, okay?
She starts doing her cackle laugh, and Mario just wants to get the fuck out of there. I just wrote, Mario is terrified. And then Ramona walks way too close to him to the door, and then she's like, oh, Mario, and she gives him like a little punch on the shoulder, and then she goes, so good to meet you, Mario, and she takes her head, and she gives him like a love bump with her forehead to his forehead.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Fuck,
I was like,
Ramona, what are you doing?
And you could see he was like, am I supposed to kiss her on the cheek, or is that inappropriate? I'm on camera. What am I supposed to do? I think I just want to get out of here. I think I want to get out of here, change my profession, maybe move to a different country.
You know, there's a picture of Ramona up at Yummy. And they're like, we are not delivering to that fucking house. Crazy lady. Trying to fuck us on
her probably wasn't
IKEA
even a
couch.
Contractor. He probably just like knocked on the wrong door. And he's like, I guess I'll take down a wall. That's a great idea. You're Mario, right? He's like, no, I'm actually Jose. Mario. Okay, got it. Great. Thank you.
So, Fredrund Eklund. Oh, victory dance. He is over at Bethany's Tribeca apartment. And she's like, whoa. And he's like, oh, no, wait. Close your eyes, because it's not wow. It's wow. Thanks.
Yeah. And Bethany's like, I love when Bethany uses outdated slang, because she does it every now and then. She walks in. She's like, oh, my God. It's sick. It's sick. This is sick. Oh, my God. It's sick. This is sick right now. This
I know. It's like, honey, sick is back to meaning like actually sick.
Yeah. Do you not remember your bloody vagina last year?
But sick. She's always also dropping little things like, last time I saw it, like when my ex was here, like it was in bad shape. There was furniture ripped. There was scuff marks. Like, He was abusing the furniture. I'm already waiting for this storyline. Every little thing she says, I'm like, oh, God. So now Jason Hoppe was abusing a couch.
I'm just waiting for like the Yitzhak Perlman violin to start playing as she observes every scuff mark. This wall used to be so beautiful. There's a scuff mark on it. Like, literally, I can't. Like, I have a wall up against my wall. Like, I can't. Two walls back to back.
So, let's see. It's so feminine. It's so gorgeous. And for me, let me say, it's so expensive. Okay, stupid. So then, yeah. Let's see.
This is when she says the parking spot is worth $500,000 alone. Where I was like, okay, come on now. Like, honestly, if you're going to spend $500,000 on parking, just at that point, you just give up the car and just commit to Uber.
So we know that Carol's not going to have the easiest season in the world, because mm-hmm. we get the infamous clown music. It's like boom, 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 to go see Carol.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to her village apartment, her couch. I mean, you want to talk her about couch. An abused couch.
I mean, this is how you know you're going to have a bad season, when they open up on your couch that has open seams. When your couch is a metaphor for your life, you know you got a trouble. You got a bad season coming up for you.
Just put some highlights in it. Bah.
Mm-mm. Chewing my Java chip.
Carol has soda.
Chewing my Java chip.
I think that, you know, there's creative visualization where you just really do your best to imagine something and you tell yourself it's going to be true, and then it happens. Like The Secret, you know? Like they say in The Secret, if you want a boyfriend, only sleep in half of your bed, because you're leaving space for the boyfriend to come. My point is, I've gotten really good at this because Carol is turning into my impression of Carol, which has never been correct. I've never even made an effort to make a correct impersonation of Carol. But then when she's talking to us, she's like,
well, you know, I really love everything in the...
Whoa!
Yeah, something
Carol!
Happened to her voice. She have like a cold? Did she have a cold that day? Because she was like... I can't even do it because her voice is like lilting but raspy at the same time. I can't do it.
It was like this. She's just really happy to be Carol.
So this is when we see Adam's bleached hair, and Dorinda makes her next stop of the episode. She's like, hey, it's me. He's like, well, she's Dorinda's coming over, so I'm going to leave.
He like recedes into the shadows. It was very strange. He's like, his head was emerging from this dark abyss in the corner.
He's just crawling into a rip in the couch.
Yeah.
I'll be in my
He's
room.
This couch. 5 radishes out of 7.
So Dorinda comes over. She's wearing her Muppets, her like Grover vest or whatever.
Yeah. With like feathers. And
And that's when Carol's like, oh, you know, I really like Dorinda, but we went our separate ways. Blah. And then we find out that Carol has now baby plus two kittens that she's just trying out.
And that Adam and that she and Adam are moving in together. They're like shacking up. But Dorinda's like, I don't think she wants to have the kids in this relationship.
We're just shacking up, not moving in together, because moving in together implies that there's something more than just shacking up. And, you know, I don't care. He could do whatever he wants. It's just shacking up.
Like, you're overthinking it, okay? You're overthinking this, Carol.
Yeah. Well, I liked how there's a flashback, because they're talking about their unique bond, a.k.a. the fact that they're both widows. And we see a flashback to them talking in London. That was like 2 years ago. It looks like it was from 1997. It's like their hair was like from a different era. Something was very different.
Yeah, especially Dorinda.
Yeah, that's basically, it was all Dorinda, essentially.
John is literally crushing the life out of Dorinda.
Well, what's funny is that they're talking about, you know, Carol's, you know, Dorinda saying, you're not a mean girl. You know, I shouldn't have said that. You don't have a mean bone in your body. And I was like, okay, so this is the Carol rehabilitating my image season, because everyone thought I was a mean girl because I was too buddy-buddy with Bethany last season. So I'm going to cozy up to Dorinda now.
She's like, no one has ever called me in my life a mean girl, you know?
They basically agree to a truce and pretend they're friends. And then the conversation turns to Luann. And Dorinda's like, if Luann has a bachelor party in Miami, I'm not going. You know, I'm 51. I don't need to see a male stripper. There's nothing sexy about a policeman in a thong.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to boutique, you need to go see a male stripper, because you need to have your standards adjusted.
Also, they're not like the real New York cops in the donut shop. They're actual people who work out pretending to be cops. You know that, Dorinda, right?
She's like, I just saw a Pepsi ad and I'm very conflicted about this stripper now.
Very controversial.
I'll only go if I can give a soft drink to the officer.
And this is when she said, Jan can get in his underwear and lap dance to me, and that can exploit me more. I was like, what is that word? And then Carol's like,
Carol's like, I hate that I have to be in this storyline right now. Can I just hang out with Bethany, please?
What can I do to throw up and not be a mean girl?
So over with Bethany, Bethany's like, hey, Dad. He's like, okay, Miss Bethany, we have arrived. Like, thanks, Dad.
She shows up at Sonia's townhouse, and Sonia sends like one of her interns down to open the door. And so Bethany comes in and does that thing where she's like, again, sort of looking at her phone. She's like, hi, what's your name? Nice to meet you. And so I'm like, okay, so this guy's name is what's your name? Okay, got it. Hey, what's your name? Thanks for the door. Can you take my jacket? What's your name?
He said, thanks. Can I just buzz her up? She's like, no, you can't buzz anybody up, because remember, we buzzed up Dwayne Reed and I was pooping. I was like, only Sonia. Of course Sonia was dating someone named Dwayne Reed.
Listen, you can't buzz him up. Remember when I was dating Sherwin Williams?
Remember when 31 Flavors walked in here and I was pooping? That was horrifying.
Baskin and Robbins showed up that day.
So Bethany's like, I'm a partner and spokesperson for, you know, this clothes thing, like Dress for Success. And it's poor women who need clothes. And they're going to be so excited when they find out they're getting hook of stilettos. So they start going through her clothes, and she's showing her around the house because Sonia needs to sell her house. She's like, this is my baby's room. We've seen pictures this year of her gorgeous daughter, who's a freaking model. I mean, she's so beautiful. And I was shocked that she's this old, because Sonia still has her in this little kid's room. There's still, like, coloring books on the shelf.
Yeah, well, you know, time stopped for Sonia about 15 years ago. So, like, that child was probably very excited to get out of that house, because she was being dressed up with, like, little curly, you know, little curly hair and, like, a little hat and a, you know, Heidi style. And she's like, Mom, I'm 21.
Let me go, Mother. So they're talking about Luann, of course, and her play. And Sonia's like, Well, I didn't invite Lou to my play because she's just so self-absorbed. Or maybe I should say Tom-absorbed. And I guess I'm just still resentful. And Bethany's like, okay, you know what? Just let it go.
That was last season.
That was a gift. Send her a fruit basket for taking out the trash. Okay.
She does have to let that go. I mean, especially because she's, you know, I understand she was hooking up with Tom for 10 years, but I don't know. Like, it's really, it was getting tiresome last season, and it needs to.
Yeah, because she wasn't even mad until Ramona told her to be.
Yeah, it's true.
So then now this is where we find out some good juice, because Sonia's like, you know, I'm invited to the wedding, but I can't go. Which is, Luann said that no one was invited. And then Bethany's right. like, well, yeah, I was invited. And I said, I'd go if they paid me. Or I would go if I could sponsor the bar and I'd give her a cut.
Yeah. Which I thought was actually hilarious because, you know, we are always saying things like, you know, she probably only went if she got paid. Like, you know, Bethany essentially just got ahead of the story because that's what everyone says. Well, we heard that Bethany wouldn't go unless she got paid. And Bethany's like, yeah, no, I need to get paid. If I'm going to a wedding, I got to get paid. It's my friend. Yeah.
That's so her.
And I like that Sonia is like, well, I have to go to Phuket. I go to Phuket every year. I'm like, what?
She goes, look, the reason no one's going is Tom's penis. Okay? That's like we can come up with all these reasons, but Tom's penis is the reason no one's going. So speaking
she's
of,
right.
We go over to Tom's place, which is so nice. We go over
oh
to his.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It's so nice. His townhouse.
Oh, I mean,
all
you see
I could
that,
think
by the way?
Was, where did they learn to play backgammon? Like, where does he teach people to play backgammon? Because I just want to see where Ramona was in this place.
You know what? When you see that penthouse, I think all is forgiven. It's like, you know what, Luann? Yes, you lock that down. You get that penthouse. Get right on in there. Who cares about the side chicks? That is an amazing penthouse. You deserve it.
Yeah, you know, people say that Luann gave up her title, but she was also homeless, and now she's in a townhouse. So, you know, call it just surviving, survival.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than Bethany's Soho place that, you know, I think it's the best place we've seen. I mean, I was like floored. I was like, I had that rooftop
huge
thing that seemed to wrap around every room seemed to have this beautiful view. I was like, I'm sorry. You want to talk about a happy apartment? It's this one, Tom's.
Well, I've got a great man who's charming and funny and who happens to have a fabulous townhouse. So she calls her wedding planner, Teresa, and she's like, okay, we have the welcome bags. We have the DJ. This needs to be special because the first time I got married was just in a courthouse. And this time I want a fairy tale wedding like Cinderella. So we've got the mariachi band, right?
There's a crooner on the second floor, too. I'm like, a crooner and a mariachi band. Okay.
There is no fairy tale with a mariachi band playing.
Do we have the giraffe? Do we have the giraffe?
Cinderella's like, I cannot believe I wore glass shoes to a mariachi party. That's why she ran out. She's like, fuck this place.
Now, the pigs in the blanket, those are on schedule, right? Fairy tale. I'd like to also mention that in this beautiful penthouse, they showed in the kitchen a cookie jar that said Tommy's Cookies. And I didn't know whether to be really grossed out or to laugh. And so I kind of did both.
Poor Luann is just such a lost soul sometimes. She says, I'm not losing my identity. I carried the Countess torch for a long time, and now I'm Mrs. D'Agostino. That is losing your identity. Not in one of those identities are you Luann. In both of those, your identity is being married to somebody. Goddamn, Luann.
You know, sometimes you just have to change the county title for the wife of the man with the cookie jar. And by the way, you know, she probably got the cookie jar so that when people say, well, we caught Tom with his hand in the cookie jar. She's like, I know. I bought him the cookie jar. What's your point? It's Tommy's cookies.
I just need to make sure this is special, Teresa.
I want everyone to have a small cookie jar that they get to take home.
So
except for Ramona. She just gets a baggie with crumbs.
So over at Bethany's, so she has this really old dog cookie, and it's barred off from the new dogs because she's got two little puppies. She's like,
Yeah, well, we wanted a new dog because, like, this one, like, let's face it, it's almost dead. So we got I had a choice between three. One of them, I was like, no. And then the other two, I just brought over. I figured I'd decide later. I mean, now I have dogs. Like, seriously, what am I doing? Like, dogs? This is crazy.
Like, honestly, like, my wall's up. Like, if I have to talk about dogs anymore, like, I'm gonna be on the floor, like, just like dying and crying. Like, you know what? Like, I'm putting two walls up, and the dog's gonna be in there being potty trained. And then, you know what? I don't want to see them for another 10 years until they can be okay. Sorry.
I like that the beeline of Real Housewives of New York this season is what's happening with everybody's dogs. I feel like the pets really haven't had enough attention on any Housewives show. Well, I guess Beverly Hills, obviously.
Well, and we must never forget Milu, a very proud dog.
Oh, yes, that's true.
He's a very proud dog. Will not go upstairs.
Is still in somebody's eye boogers.
By the way, you know, I do want to mention before we get into the scene that we did also have a scene of we went back to Bethany and Sonia going through wardrobe, and they're getting rid of all this stuff in Sonia's closet. And, you know, Sonia had a story for every article of clothing. She was like, well, those jeans, I wore those jeans on the yacht, you know, when I go to Saint-Tropez or, you know, like Blombusburg. Like, Blombusburg, what's that? Like, you know, it's like we take a yacht. Is that a real place? Yeah, yeah. But
Gucci's,
I like
Gucci's, perfect for work.
I like at one point someone's like, oh, these are really cute shorts, we have to wear a top with it. But then he goes, you do? You have to wear a top of that? Really?
And she said, what did she say? Oh, she's like, oh, look at this. I used to wear this when I was dating Prince Albert in Monaco. He just loved it. I would always wear it for him. I'm like, poor ass Sonia wandering around Monaco in the same clothes every day, just following you around Prince Albert.
Yeah.
I must have, there's no skirt. I must have left it in Monaco. So sad.
So then back at Bethany's apartment.
I can't believe I skipped that scene. I'm so sorry. I just scrolled too fast.
No, it's fine. It's fine because everything's cutting back and forth. It's hard to remember what happened where. But you know, Bethany, if there's never been an example of white appropriation, here we have it with Bethany naming her two little dogs Biggie and Smalls.
She also, her opening line is also from The Wire. Let's not forget. And Bethany. Bethany, she's like, I'm gangster. I'm gangster. I'm so gangster right now.
No, well, actually, it wasn't Bethany who said that. It was Carol. When Carol came in and Bethany introduced the dogs to Carol, that's later on, Carol's like, oh my God, that's perfect. So gangster. I'm like, oh, please.
She really
stop.
Said that? I didn't even write that down. That's funny.
No, she did say that. Carol said, oh, that's so gangster.
Gangster.
I'm like, that's so white. Hashtag Carol so white. And we're white. We get it. We're white. But that's really white.
Yeah, that's really white. I mean, you just like you look like Ramona in whiteface right now. That's how white you are. So anyway. Bethany has sold her apartment, or Frederick sold it. And it's just Bethany freaking out over her millions of dollars, which, you know, good for her.
And she's doing it right in front of Wasamatter, who's earning like $5 an hour. Wasamatter's got to like pretend like she's like happy. I'm like, you better give Wasamatter lunch.
I know. Wasamatter and What's a Going On are both reacting in their properly paid way. They're like, wonderful, Bethany. You deserve it, Bethany.
You deserve that extra $250,000. Anyway, I am going to go have some ramen.
Do you have any ketchup for these fingernails I'm about to eat, Bethany, you wonderful woman?
Oh, Bethany, I forgot to bring you a serving of my favorite soup, ketchup soup. It's what I have every single day. But congratulations on squeezing out $250,000 more dollars from someone.
I feel like you're never going to get Bethany to pity you when you're talking about lunch. She's never going to be like, you need a better lunch. She'll be like, good for you, ketchup soup. Good for you, skinny girl.
Yeah, it's good. Ketchup, it's good.
She'll come out with a tomato soup for skinny girl.
Skinny ketchup.
Totally steal the idea.
It's called skinny cow soup.
So over at Ramona's apartment, Dorinda makes her next stop. It's like Dorinda's just like going from Dorinda place
Express.
To place. It's hilarious. So she gets over there and Miriam's there and she's like, nice to meet you. Like her weird accent that we can't figure out.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, hey,
oh, hi, love your hair.
And she's like, nice to meet you. Yeah. Dorinda doesn't even know her.
It's like, how you been? Everything been going okay, honey?
Nice to meet you.
How's Sarah Lawrence? That's Avery you're talking about. Ow.
So, let's see. Ramona's not there because she's
on a lunch date.
Yeah, because she went on a lunch date, but ready to mingle. Okay,
Ramona's still in this like really annoying phase where she's just really, really advertising how much she's dating. You know, it's that thing when you're like newly single, you're like, I'm going on a date. I'm in demand. Okay, sorry. Let's face it.
Wouldn't you want to date me? Look at me. I'm wearing a fur vest and airline pilot glasses, okay?
She looks crazy. And Dorinda's like, yeah, I figured you wanted to take a look at you. She's like, yeah, I told Miriam, just text me when Dorinda gets here because I was like 5 minutes away.
Now, Ramona, when they flash back to Ramona, or not flashback, but when they cut to her talking heads, that's when you see the surgery.
Yeah.
And it's slightly terrifying. It's not a facelift.
I don't know if it was surgery. I think it was just fillers. I think a lot of fillers.
It's her eyes, though. There's something with her eyes. Like, you know when you do that, hey, my name is Chubby, and you push your face forward, and then Chubby hits the wind in the joke, and you pull your face all back? That's what it looks like. It's not even a lift. It's just like, she's like, okay, I need to get something done about my temple skin. And they're like, okay. And just like pulled it way back. It's weird. She looks like a Hamburglar.
Well, either way, I was very excited because they had a little salad for lunch and Ramona served them on yellow plates. Okay.
Okay.
Sunshine. She's like, sunshine for lunch.
She's like, we're not feeding you cocoa, so stop asking food. And Dorinda goes, who cares? How old is that dog anyway? Just feed her. It's over.
Yeah. She and Cookie can just go to retirement together and die.
So Ramona's like, is it okay to say I enjoyed John at the top of the James Hotel? And Dorinda's like, oh, we got a breakthrough.
Ramona's like, to be fair, I was at the bottom of the James Hotel, so I really enjoyed him up there.
Was nice how the whole hotel would rumble a little bit. You could tell when he was walking to the bathroom. Hey,
I've discovered the way I really like John the most is when there's an entire hotel building in between us.
I would really love John under the St. James Hotel. That is going to be great.
So she, of course, it immediately, well, we get a flashback of the dry cleaning party with Ray, but they were trying not to show Ray, but Trash. They couldn't help it. They couldn't help it because he was all over that party. So we only got half of him going, Trash! And it cut off. I was like, come on.
It was like an ethereal echo of the memory of Ray. He has to come back. They, Bravo knows. There was so, I mean, that guy, he was the best thing to happen to Bravo since Alison Dubois. A one-hit wonder, who we're going to talk about for years and years afterwards. The difference is that Alison says she didn't want to go back to Bravo. Ray wants to. On his Instagram, he's always like, hashtag Bravo.
Hashtag rude. Hashtag trash. Hashtag quivering in my socks. Bitch.
So Ramona, of course, they start talking about Luann. So she's like, I find it interesting because I'm seeing Luann tomorrow. And what I don't get is the past year she had problems with Carol and I was in between them to make. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. She's like, I was the one. I was bridging the gap. OK, I was just trying to make everything OK with everyone. Dorinda's like, yeah, you did do that. She eats her salad. She's like, why she wouldn't invite me to a shower at my friend's house is beyond me. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because Dorinda's essentially like, well, I think that Lou thinks that you conspired against her. And that's what that really sets off Ramona, because she's like, you know, she's like, I've done everything. You know, I tried to help with this. I tried to help with that, which is all bullshit because Ramona always has an agenda. So,
yeah. And she's standing up. This is like already manic Ramona, which I love that we got this in the first episode. But Ramona stands up and starts pacing around and she's like, conspire? Like, when we tell her fiancé is sucking face with somebody and that's conspiring? Get a brain, Luann! And then she tells us, if being good friends is conspiring, then we were conspiring.
Yeah. Okay. And then she tells the story. She's like, listen, okay, I'm sorry. Let's face it. They have an open relationship. You know, Lou, she went down to Palm Beach. And when she was there, she was hitting on a 30-year-old guy. She's hitting on him and hitting on him and hitting
on
him.
In the bathroom.
I was like, I'm sorry. In a bathroom. And he's like, I'm sorry. I have a wife. And guess what? His mother went and told my girlfriend's mother. Okay? I'm sorry. And Dorinda's like, what?
And Dorinda's just trying. She's like scratching her neck. She's like, look, I've walked all over this damn city today, okay? Can I just eat my salad in peace?
They even made me shoot with a damn street vendor. Still hasn't told me how much profit he makes on my two waters.
Turns out he was just a guy in the park. Not racist. So Bethany, we're at Bethany's apartment, and Carol comes over, and she's like, Biggie and Smalls.
Gangster.
Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. Sick joke. Sick.
So Carol is obsessed with the election. She's and anyone who has Twitter knows it, because she's still going off all day, every day,
yes,
about the election. And she's like, let me show you baby's new favorite toy. It's a Trump doll. It's a Trump doll.
I think even if you were very liberal and like you just are so Hillary or Bernie Sanders through and through, you just had to laugh at this scene because, I mean, first of all, so many of us were not that far away from what Carol was saying, but to see it contextualized with silly housewives coconut music, like, boom, 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 and she's like, well, obviously. Hillary wins.
Because like, oh, he's God. A buffoon.
And Bethany stops her and tries to stop her. She's like, seriously, stop. This is like all day. You're a maniac. Like, seriously? You just need to drop it. Like, who cares? Stop it. Stop it. I read it too. Like, I get it. I know. Just stop it. She's the hole. She's like a black hole, a vortex. Like, literally, she's a shoving cat lady who needs the light of day. Okay? I got it. I read it. Okay?
Literally, I can't. Like, what's your brand? Like, is your brand like a cookbook, vegan cookbook, or like political pundit? Like, I honestly can't. Like, it's like too much for me. Like, honestly, if you talk about Trump one more time, I'm going to be down the floor. Like, honestly, like, just slit my neck and just like let my blood run red and just like let Trump win. Honestly, I can't anymore, Carol.
But he's like, a pedophile in Russia.
Like, she's going off.
And she's saying how Hillary's going to win in a landslide. And I'm like, no. It's like, on the one hand, it's like, oh my God, reliving it all. But the other hand, it's like, this is hilarious.
It seems so long ago, honestly. It was like watching Stranger Things. It's like, is this a period piece? It just seems like a long time ago now. And Bethany puts her head in a cabinet. She's like, I can't do this. She's telling baby, I can't do this, baby. How do you do this? Do you do this? Like, how have you not killed yourself?
And Carol's just prattling on.
Yeah, he's like Luann.
I was like, oh no, she really hates him.
Yeah.
He's like Luann. The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it.
She's like, he just shows up at parties with hula hoops. It's so sad. My Carol is not as good as yours. I don't know what happened to my Carol impersonation.
He's just bringing around Melania because she's named after a famous chocolate.
Or a cookie. What is a Milano? Oh, that's the Milano. The cookie,
Milano. Right? I was like, huh? Okay.
Never mind. Sorry. I can't believe my cookie knowledge has fallen so far.
Well, maybe next time you'll see what's inside Tommy's cookie jar. There's a lot of cookie references in this recap. Lot, including the dog.
Luann and Ramona, okay? So Ramona and Luann meet for lunch, and she's like, before she, you know, she's telling us before it starts, she's like, well, I'm having to have this lunch with Ramona because I just need to tell her, stop talking about me and get yourself alive, Ramona. Like, good luck with that. So Ramona is doing her favorite, like, I'm texting people, and I don't understand anything going on around me. And Luann says hi, and she's like, oh! I was just reading a text from my daughter.
Avery. She and her friends are so cool. I'm basically like one of the friends. That's what I've decided. I'm just young at heart, okay? So they have this like...
ready to mingle, okay?
So they have this like friendly patter, like this big friendly patter. Like, oh,
so
you look
gorgeous.
Great. You look like you lost weight. You lost some weight. Oh, I saw you at Barney's. Yeah, I was at Barney's, okay? I like Barney's. So then...
she ignored her. Because Luann's like, oh, I haven't seen you since the Hamptons. She goes, oh, but I've seen you here and there, Luann. She goes, yeah, like at Barney's. I saw you. Oh, you saw me? Yeah, you were across the street. Guess you didn't see me.
So then it starts to slide into passive aggression even further. And Luann mentions the bridal shower, and Ramona's like, oh, yeah, it was at Pamela Morgan's, my good girlfriend's place. Did I mention she's my good girlfriend? You had it at my girlfriend's place, and I wasn't invited, Luann? What was
up with
that, Luann?
Sonia threw it, and Sonia has the list of the people. So, you know, it wasn't really me. It was Sonia with a list of the people. You didn't make the list of the people?
Yeah.
Sonia didn't think to invite Ramona, really?
Did she say it was Sonia who did the list?
Yeah, she said Sonia threw it for her, but it was at this chick's house.
Pamela's whatever.
Yeah, she's like, so, I have the list.
So finally, Ramona is just like, okay, I've had enough of this Sense and Sensibilities friendliness. Here we go. Why didn't you invite me to the bridal shower with Luann? And then Luann's like, well, you've been doing a little Nancy Drew number, and I didn't appreciate it. Would you believe it? Nancy Drew, written by many different authors. Can you believe it? I don't believe that at all. Sorry.
I don't know who Nancy Drew is, but you know what? My favorite detective is Mario Drew. That girl was so good.
Mario Drew is one of the most compelling mysteries I've ever read in my life. And when they turned it into a movie with Julia Roberts' niece, I thought, this is it. But I'm sorry, it did not pass. 2 stars out of 4.
So
it
she's like,
more Mario.
Why would you call someone from Tom's past to find out information? She's like, well, it's because people come up to me, okay, Luann? And I don't say anything because I know it doesn't matter to you because you don't want to know, right? Do you want to know?
She's like, it's not my fault, Luann. People come up to me. So, like, when I call them, it's not my fault. They answer the phone, and then they start telling me things after I ask them questions. It's not my fault.
And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, oh, well, something happened in May. Do you want to know, Luann? Do you want to know? And she's like, oh, okay, Ramona, you saw his ex.
Yeah, and why would an ex go to a newspaper and say to a newspaper, we were kissing, and then he calls me every day, and she was quoted in the newspaper?
Well, people say all sorts of things in the newspaper. For example, it's 80% chance of rain today. Is it raining? No.
Would you believe it? No precipitation. It's basically like a really silly version of The Matrix.
Luann,
do you want to know which pill do you want to take? You're about to go down the rabbit hole, okay? The Mario X.
I need more. Like, I couldn't be with Tom, you know, because I need more. She's just hiding her head in the sand. I'm like, Ramona, how long was Mario cheating on you before you finally? Come on now. I mean,
well,
the psychic in fucking Morocco
this.
Told you his ass was cheating, and it still took you 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point in all reality. She probably really – a lot of this is probably projecting a lot of her feelings from that marriage onto Luann.
Yeah, and
the fact that Tom is also a cheater.
Yeah, but Ramona does my favorite Ramona thing. When she starts getting so mad, she's making hand gestures. She goes, look, you can turn a blind eye. she puts her hand in front of her eye and then, like, opens it like a shutter. So funny.
I liked it also. So then she kept on giving all these like backhanded things. And Luann is like, listen, I am a strong, there's no blind eye. I'm a strong woman. And Ramona's like, I don't know if you're strong. I'm sorry. You're not strong. Pick up this weight. Okay. Pick it up. All right. Now we'll put another one on top of that. Pick that one up. Okay. Now put this one. Okay. Pick up 3 of these tables. Okay. It's like, Ramona, I'm sick of doing these CrossFit games with you.
I will not do another burpee, Ramona. I'm not going to listen to fodder.
It's the workout of the day, okay? It's the wad.
She goes, well, fine. Look, you just can't take in what people tell you. Like, so he kissed this girl. He has sex. I don't give a shit. Look, why don't you just say, I don't care. Like, we're open. It's fine if I fuck other people and he gives up. Just say that. Just be honest. And she goes, oh, well, Ramona, here's the truth. We're together.
So you see how Luann never really lies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is how you know all of this is true. And Ramona's like, a bit of advice. It's like, oh, God. She goes, I was like, here we go. She's like, advise your husband that it's a small city. And so, you know, reel it in because it's going to hit you in the face, okay? Like John doing jumping jacks.
It's always bad when Ramona starts pulling lines from Andrea from Real Housewives of Melbourne season 1. A little bit of friendly advice. A little bit of friendly advice, okay?
It's a small city, so reel it in, even though there's no fishing gear.
Mixing so many different things.
And then, of course, Ramona does the next classic Ramona thing, which is like, look, I'm I want to toast your happiness, okay? I do want to toast for your happiness, and I hope you don't fall on your face with him. And while she's saying this, by the way, she keeps like – she's raising this big empty glass in front of Luann's face. And so when the camera cuts to Luann, this glass is in the way and her face is just getting all crazy and distorted every 5 seconds.
That was hilarious. She posted that on our Instagram and I was dying. That is hilarious.
She basically – it's essentially Luann turns into Jacques when you put a wine glass in front of her face.
So she's like, oh, Ramona, come on. She's like, I'm afraid he's going to hurt you. That's all. And I don't want to be there to pick you up. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to have to be there to pick you up. She's like, oh, Ramona. That Luann's. Because she crazy. Did. That she's shock? Like, all right, Ramona. You know, I love Ramona. She's just so Ramona. All right, Ramona, no more Mario Drew. She's like, fine. And then she's doing the Kristen shoulder where, like, her shoulder's twitching and hitting her in the face. Like, point, you know, be happy, you know. I mean, you know, you should be happy that your husband's at least sharing his penis, you know. It's a very good thing. Ramona, come on. And then Luann. I love when Luann has all these sayings, but she doesn't really understand them. She goes, Ramona's like a tap. You turn it and you don't know whether it's going to be hot or cold. Like, actually, you do. That's usually why there's labels.
Yeah, you usually do. I don't know what.
I mean,
I don't
unless
know what's
you're
plumbing going on
house.
In Hamptons. Yeah, I think that's what it is. She spent too much time in Sonia's.
You turn on hot and freezing water comes out. It's confusing. Who invented these things?
So finally, Ramona's like, no, I wish you all the happiness in the world. And she's like, do you mean that? She goes, I wish you all the happiness in the world, Luann. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Okay? Just don't fuck it up.
Well, thank you, Ramona. And I hope you have fun reading about my wedding in the newspaper because you're not coming.
Not on page 6. Not on page 6.
Luann's really married. I read it in a newspaper.
Hey, Mario, look at this newspaper. And then could you use this to make a new wall? Great.
Everybody, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York.
Yes. And
so
tomorrow.
So much fun.
Yes, and tomorrow we have our Southern Charm recap. Some people have been tweeting at us. I guess if you missed our announcement, we're doing Southern Charm on Fridays for the first few weeks until the Vanderpump Rules reunions are done, and then Southern Charm will be moving to Tuesdays. So don't worry. It's all coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Everybody, thanks so much. We will see you then.
Talk to you later. Bye.